Aaron, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Hi, Bam Bam. Yay, first time it worked. Yay. I'm going to get this greeting out of the way. Hello and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful what? Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you for your continued love, likes, support, shares, and downloads. Oh my gosh. Mike was sending me something and I got distracted. Hi, Curly Mentor. Welcome. Good to see ya. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, today there's a lot to go over, so I'm just going to start. Today's Friday. Turn this music down a little bit. Yeah, today's Friday, June 16th. I always have to double check and make sure I didn't write the wrong date down. Or today in Denver, it's 51 degrees, currently partly sunny with some rain. Yes, more rain. Hi, BP. I hope your breakfast was good. Dang, God is blessing us with a lot of that moist stuff over here. It's everywhere. It just doesn't seem to be stopping. It's the most rain. I don't remember it raining so much. Yeah, so we have a lot of rain and water everywhere. It's good because we don't have to water anything, but yeah. And I like thunderstorms when I'm home. So if you're here in Denver, take an umbrella. It's supposed to start raining around 10:30-ish, and it's supposed to rain all day. But it's supposed to be nice. Hi, Ryan, for Father's Day, which will be nice because Lewis wants to go play miniature golf. So, yay, it'll be sunny. All right, so for my friend Ryan in British Columbia, it's currently 45 and sunny. You're going to be a high of 70. And for my friends and family in Welland, Ontario, currently 59, cloudy, watch for Saturday rain showers, a high of around 70. So TJ, get out there, you king of the gliding king, and get your gliding done early before the rain comes. For BP's already out having breakfast, 49 and cloudy. It also says to bring your umbrella, but it's going to rain where you are. Hi, Rottweiler. Good to see you. High of 68. And for my beautiful girls in Arizona, one in Tucson, 66 and sunny. Expect sunny skies. High of 98. And in Phoenix, 79 and sunny. Expect sunny skies. High of 101. Holy hell, that's hot. That is hot. So we are going to start with, excuse me, the word of the day, end quote, and do all that first. All right. So my word of the day today is selfish. I'm talking about people who are self-centered, not people who take care of themselves. And, you know, people kind of say you're selfish in that way. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about self-centered. They don't think about anybody else. Kind of selfishness, which is a lack of consideration for others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. Hi, Extron Barons. Welcome. Oh, well, good to have you. Good to have you. We're going over the word of the day and quote of the day. The word of the day is selfish. All right. The quote I have is, intensely selfish people are always very decided as what they wish. They do not waste their energies in considering the good of others. And that's Quada Wanda. Another quote, selfish people don't consider how their decisions affect others. Their own convenience is all that matters. And that's Unknown. And then selfishness and greed, individual or national, cause most of our troubles. Isn't that true? And that's Harry S. Truman wrote that one. A selfish person is described as someone who is devoted to caring only for one's self. Their concern, is primarily with one's own interests, benefits, welfare, etc., regardless of others. Loving someone else is just the opposite, which they cannot do. Here's some signs of some selfishness in people, so just beware. A selfish person is unaware of the imbalance in a relationship. They take, give nothing back, and they are shocked when this is pointed out to them. They are extremely manipulative and will never consider a compromise. They use their manipulative skills to get others on their side. They will use tactics such as being perfectly charming while trying to find out information about others and then accuse others of discrediting them. They are master manipulators and hide their dark side very well. Hi, Neely98. Welcome. Hi, Mike. Manipulative people simply don't question themselves. They don't ask themselves if the problem might just be them. They always say the problem is someone else. They are really not interested in you except as a vehicle to allow them to gain control so that you can become an unwilling participant in their plans. So when shit hits the fan, because in my experience it will, don't be surprised and do what you can to get back the control in your own life. They are not satisfied with being number one. They are not satisfied with being number one, which is all they want. They also want to put you down while getting there. Remember, they are master manipulators and hide their character very well, pretending to care about others, but it's only what they are receiving from others that they're interested in. Maybe you know of a selfish person, but you have some doubts because they show some caring side. It's all fake. Caring, sharing, and giving are not an easy thing for them to do. Those actions will show through. They always want something in return. And that's a huge warning sign. If they always need something in return, your eyes should be open. You deserve more than that. Being selfish is not only characterized with self-centeredness, but also a false sense of entitlement. They expect to be continually rewarded even without doing, anything to receive it. And I think that's kind of what we are teaching a lot of kids these days, that everybody deserves a trophy. You all deserve one, not, just the winning team, but everybody needs to get a trophy. And I think that kind of starts it at a young age of being selfish. Because of their way of thinking, they expect others to do things for them. When they see that this isn't happening, do not let them have what they want. It's all about control. Do not give it out. Do not give it to them. I try to be thankful for the difficult people that have been in my life because they show me exactly who I do not want to be. So, yes, I hope that helps you today. Selfishness. Hi, Doom. Hi, Doom Daddy. How are you? Good to see you. We are going to get into Aaron's sports segment right off. So, Aaron.
Oh, we did it.
Yes, we did.
We won our first ever championship, and I'm still...
Snowpro, hi!
I'm still living on the championship high since Monday.
I think a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, 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 crazy. And I'd like to kind of, all my stuff. Let's see if it comes back up. First, there's always when you have, what was it, 750,000 people gathered for the parade. Of course, there are some selfish people out there that caused some problems. And I want to first have our thoughts and prayers go out to Sergeant Justin Jodge, who was trying to protect parade goers, who had gone around the barriers when he moved. They went around the barriers at one point where the players were on the fire truck, and he was pushed into the fire truck, which ran over his leg. He had to be extracted from underneath the vehicle, and he most likely going to lose his left leg. There's always people that go out there and have to ruin something, you know, and there was also 12 people who were shot from the night that they won the championship, and two others at the parade. And it's just kind of sad, but that's the bad news. Just keep that sergeant in your prayers while he's still in critical condition. But yeah, the Nuggets, they did it. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I had,
That game five wasn't pretty, but we did what we needed to do and we won the championship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. 47 years, right?
47 years, yep. Almost five decades.
Yeah, let's see if this comes up.
What a great day to celebrate the championship, but we're not done yet. We're some greedy bastards, baby. We're some greedy bastards. We're getting another one, and I'm out.
That was Michael Malone. You either love him or hate him. I love him. A lot too. Of people don't like him. But yeah, he, and then I had one from the Joker, if it'll come up, but what deterred me from going downtown was first 750,000 people, but just knowing that, you know, when they won, 10 people were shot. And I just was like, I don't want to go down there and be around all those people. But just seeing the videos of it is amazing to see the crowd of people's just there. But here is the Joker.
You know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I fucking want to stay on parade. Yeah, this is amazing. This is we're all gonna remember this our whole lives, and when we see you guys that came out on the streets, and actually this one is for you. We love you, Denver. This one is for you. Thank you, guys.
He had said, in an interview right after they won, one of the guys had asked him about the parade, and you know, was he gonna be at the parade? And he said something about parade. Oh no, I must go back to Serbia or something.
I've heard about that too.
Yeah, I don't know. He owns horses, or
I think he does. Like I've seen him like. I think like last year when they presented him with the MVP trophy, like he was coming through on like one of those riding a horse into the stables and stuff. And everybody from the Nuggets, like Malone and Kroenke, were surprising him with the MVP trophy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering because it said that he wanted to get back home to Serbia to his horses. And so I was like, does he like the horse races or does he own horses? So yeah, that was pretty cool to hear him say that. And did you know that he lost his MVP trophy the night that they won? He lost his trophy. He did not know where his trophy was. Yeah, no, they did. They said they found it. But yeah, he had lost his trophy. I guess he's married and has a couple of kids. One of them that was there, but you were not allowed to wear your wedding rings, I guess, when you're playing, but they let you wear earrings and other jewelry, don't they? Anyway, he's not allowed. Yeah. They're not allowed to wear the wedding rings, but he always ties it in a knot on his shoe. Before he plays any games. And so he said he doesn't want to not have it on him. So they were telling him that he might need to tie his MVP trophy around his shoe so that he doesn't lose it. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. So, yeah, they won. That's amazing. Another quote. Let's see. Oh, and Christian Braun.
Braun, but it's Braun. It's spelled B-R-A-U-N, but it's pronounced Brown.
Okay, so Christian Braun, is he a rookie?
Yeah, he's a rookie. Yeah,
he came to the he came with a WWE belt. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that too. I thought that was pretty cool.
I was like,
it was like around his waist.
Oh well, yeah. When I saw it, he had it up over his shoulder. Hi, you man. Welcome. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. So
it must be like one of those collectible championship belts you can get from like the WWE shop or something. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I was laughing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go ahead, Aaron. So they won. Go ahead and talk about the game.
Yeah, I was really happy. I mean, that game five, it was to be honest, the shooting wasn't pretty at all. Like, it was pretty terrible, but when we needed to win that game, like in the fourth quarter, we had to step up and make a couple of stops and prevent the Miami Heat from coming back. And well, I was throughout the entire game, I was getting so nervous.
Yeah.
Like I was actually praying to God, like, please give the Nuggets everything they need to win this game. And now I know God is a Nuggets fan. He really is.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always, what is that? You see them bumper stickers about the Denver Broncos, about the sunsets. He's God's a Denver Broncos fan because of the orange and blue, sunsets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So that's exciting, exciting.
And it's crazy to think that by this time last year, our Avalanche were celebrating a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And now, wait a minute. Now, did they win with the same score that the Nuggets won?
No. In like hockey games, it's like the scoring's like way less than a basketball game in a hockey game.
They said there was something similar I wish I could remember. Something with the six. Did they win on the 16th? Something. Oh, I'll have to look it up. But anyway, you're right. Like, you're right. There is a huge difference in scoring. Yeah. But they were saying there was something similar with I don't know if it was the date, the same date that they won on the same day or something weird. But yeah, two wins. So now we just need to get the Rockies and our soccer team going.
Well, our soccer team has won a title before. I can't remember what year it was.
It was a very long time ago because they've been terrible.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago. And now the only professional team that does not have a championship in our state of Colorado is the Rockies, and they have to win a championship now.
Hi, Niecy. Yeah, they were close. They went one time.
Yeah, 2007, and then they got swept by the Red Sox, and that's why I dislike, highly dislike the Boston Red Sox for that. That's like the only baseball team I do not like at all.
I know. I remember when they were there. I remember the games, how exciting they were. But now, in order to be able to go to any of these type of playoff games, it's just, gosh, I think that, I don't know. They need to do something with the way that they are able to overprice tickets so that normal people who have normal jobs could try to go if they wanted to. You know, there's no way. There's no way. Even the very like nosebleed tickets for these last Nuggets games? Weren't they like $800, $900?
Like $750.
Yeah, and that's way up at the top. I mean, come on. That's just...
During the regular season, that's probably 20, 30 bucks or something. I don't know. It depends on what the section is.
It's just, they make it to where the fans cannot go. And that's not, that's not right. That's not right. I mean, those are the people that are diehard, that buy the merchandise, that are, you know, when they can't go, they're watching it on TV. They're always there and supporting them. And then when it comes to championship, they raise the prices like that. It's insane. I mean, there has to be something that can be done about that. But anyway, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, since we won the championship, I would love to go back to Ball Arena and see a game in person, but not only see a game in person, but see that championship banner in our arena as well. Cause
yeah, that'd be amazing.
I can only imagine what that I've been picturing what that banner is going to look like once they unveil it on opening night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And exactly what Rot Riley says, now that they've won, those prices will go up for the Denver Nuggets next year. And he's right. He's really right. Hi, PBG. Welcome. Yeah. Ugh. Frustrating. Anyway, moving on, Aaron, you have WWE.
Yeah, WWE Monday Night, Friday Night SmackDown. I was going to start with Raw, but I'm going to start with SmackDown. This one was had four Money in the Bank qualifying matches.
Ah.
So Santos qualified, beating Mustafa Ali. Bayley qualified by beating Mitchin. Butch from the Brawling Brutes beat Baron Corbin in the qualifying match. And then Io Sky.
DNC!
Damage Control beat Shotzi to qualify.
Okay.
So I believe at this point, all the field is like set. I'll have to look it up to see who was in the men's Money in the Bank match and the women's Money in the Bank match, because that happens on July 1st.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet?
No, it's going to be on July
1st. Hi, Anna Rich.
In London, England, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Austin Theory defended his title against Jey Uso, and there's like this big thing going on with the Bloodline, like, is Jay gonna go with his brother, or is he gonna like go with the Bloodline or something? I think he was gonna make that decision tonight or something like that.
Oh, I'm trying to bring up some WWE news. Let's see. And you said it's Uso brothers again? Didn't he do that before? Or was that?
Yeah, but tonight, like, they're like, he's probably gonna make Jay's gonna make his decision to either go stay in the Bloodline or go with his brother.
Okay.
For him, honestly, I would go with his brother, because I can understand, like, he's trying to look out for him. You know what I mean? Like, he was trying to protect him and everything, because that's his brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't heard you talking about Logan Paul in a while. Is he coming up, or is he hasn't been wrestling
this next Monday Night Raw next week?
Okay, Mike, be safe. Next week, you're thinking. Okay, let's see. Logan Paul makes his way back to Raw. Let's see.
He'll be back.
Yeah, it just says here, Logan Paul makes his way back to Raw Monday. Seth frickin' Rollins hosts another open challenge for the World Heavyweight title. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
And so that's what I got from Friday Night SmackDown. The Monday Night Raw one was from the 12th of June, Cody Rhodes beat The Miz in a match. And I heard Cody Rhodes is actually going to battle Dominic Mysterio at Money in the Bank.
Who are you rooting for that?
I got to go with Cody Rhodes. Dominic is such a troublemaker.
Him and his mammy. Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm going with, to be honest, I've become a fan of Cody Rhodes since he won the Royal Rumble. Last year.
Now, he was the one that hurt himself and came back, right?
Yeah, he tore some kind of pectoral muscle in his, like...
Like
in his chest or like around his arm.
Gotcha.
And he came back, and then he won the first ever Royal Rumble match that I ever watched. He won that to battle... He battled Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Championship at WrestleMania, but he came up short.
Okay.
But I'm still a fan of his. Like, I want to see
Cody thank you, baby.
Title, like, sometime real soon.
It has not come through yet. It's in the clouds. Oh, there it is. BP just sent me something. Let's see. For the WWE. Oh, Money in the Bank. Men's ladder match.
Mm-hmm. Men's and women's ladder match.
Okay. Well, let's see if it'll open up. Oh, it has names. Rika Rena Knight. King Rocket. Rocket. They're all met. It's all squished Ricochet. Together. So it's, huh?
You pronounce if they're all Ricochet.
Okay. It's all squished together. King Ricochet. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay, you know who they are. The Archer Finifanami. It's all squished together. Archero Finifanami. Oh my God, holy hell. Pete Dunny. Have you heard of any of these people?
I mean, Aaron. Ricochet, yes. Nishiki Nakamura, yes. I've heard of
them. Okay.
That. LA Knight's going to be in that ladder match as well.
Oh, is that real LA Knight? That's what it is. Because it's squished together. And so it says real La Knight. So it's real LA Knight.
Yeah, LA Knight. Yeah.
Escobar.
No. Santos Escobar.
Okay. Then another one is Pete Dunne. And then I don't know if this Archero. Let's see.
I'll have to look up who's in the ladder match later on.
Or okay. Something. Well, what about the? You said. So is the Money in the Bank? Then I have Visionary defends. And that's Seth frickin' Rollins. Seth frickin' Rollins versus Finn Balor. Did you say that?
No, but I heard about it, and it's going to happen.
Saturday, July 1st.
I want him to retain that World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, no. I'm all for Finn Balor.
Are you serious? Really?
Yes. I've already told you I like Finn Balor. Remember Bam Bam was on here and we discussed how he has the best abs in WWE?
Well, you got to remember when he did that Hell in the Cell match at WrestleMania, he needed to get like 14 staples in his head because it got busted open.
Oh, geez. Damn. He's tough. So, yeah, Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. That says Saturday, July 1st. And then there was Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio, mm-hmm. July 1st. That was all. Let me see if they show any more on here. Those are the only two that are coming up for Money in the Bank match. So go ahead and I'll keep looking.
So the money
for the women
is whoever can climb to the top of the ladder and like get the briefcase that hangs up in the air. That briefcase holds a contract where whoever wins can try to.
Here's the women.
It's worth up to 1 year for any championship of their choosing.
Gotcha. Okay. Here's the women. Women 2023 Money in the Bank ladder match. Let's see if it shows the name. On June 2nd edition of SmackDown, the LWO's Zelina Vega. Oh, this already happened. Selena. She overcame Lacey Evans. Well, why does it say July 1st? On June. Oh, that was June 2nd, June 9th. Sorry. And don't miss WWE Money in the Bank, July 1st. But it doesn't say. On this one. Darn. It shows all the pictures of all the girls' faces, but it doesn't say Peacock in the United States.
I'll have to look that up this weekend or something.
Yeah, Aaron, you needed to look it up before. Hi, Bart. Good to see you.
I'll do my this weekend.
You're slacking, Aaron. All right. I'll keep looking while you go on. I'm just teasing you.
So then Becky Lynch defeated Chelsea Green by submission in a match for Monday Night Raw. And Becky Lynch is going to be in the Money in the Bank as well.
Okay.
Then Damian Priest from Judgment Day beat Matt Riddle in a qualifying match for Money in the Bank. So Damian Priest is going to be in there as well.
Okay.
And then this was crazy. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defended their undisputed tag team championship on June 12th of Monday Night Raw against Imperium with
nice. Are you there?
Baszler defeated Raquel Rodriguez.
Okay. All right, good.
And speaking of championships, the Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup.
I heard that. And people weren't giving them, like, they're like, eh, whatever. I was just like, that's pretty good. It's only, what, their second year?
No, this is their sixth year in the league, and they won their
sixth.
It's what's even crazier is during the game, they showed a clip of the guy who's the owner of the team said, like, the guy talking to him said, how long do you think it's going to be until you guys win their first title? He said six, and it took him six.
That's amazing.
I know. And I was like, wow. He saw that in his mind, and it played out to in reality. So,
well, he should have said one or two.
Right.
Oh,
but
here we go.
He was pretty spot on. He got with 6 years. So I'm happy that Vegas won their first Stanley Cup too. And it was a blowout in that game five, 9-3.
It's amazing. That's good. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
Yep. I mean, now that the NBA season's over and NHL season's over, now we pretty much got, we have, of course, there's women's professional basketball going on right now, but mostly right now until football season is we got a lot of baseball to watch.
Yeah. Like I said, I hope that the Rockies turn things around, but I heard, was it Blackman? Did he get hurt?
No, I think my, Echo Dot speaker, she told me yesterday that, Chris Bryant, got hurt again. He has he injured his foot.
Oh, on the Rockies.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, come on, Chris.
Now, what position does he play?
Chris Bryant usually plays in the outfield.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad it's not.
He spells his first name with a K.
Okay.
It's K-R-I-S. Chris with a K.
So he has a unique name like you do.
Yeah, but it's spelled differently.
Mm-hmm. Yancey is asking, Aaron, did you see the protest at the A's game in Oakland? Fans packed the stadium and chanted, sell the team.
I was watching the Pat McAfee show earlier this week when he was...
God, that sounds like a fax machine. Oh, it is my fax machine. I'm like, it sounds like a fax machine. Do you have a fax machine ringing? It's in... Duh, Dina. All right, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, so I heard about the Oakland A's protest about the whole...
I know, right, Bart?
Owner. I watched it on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week when... The episode when Michael Malone was on there as well.
Yeah.
It's this guy from ESPN, Jeff Jet. I can't remember his last name, though. He's like a baseball insider for ESPN. And he was talking about it. The Oakland A's are looking to possibly move to Las Vegas because the city of Oakland couldn't get enough money or find somewhere to build a new stadium because the old stadium that they're playing in also was where the Oakland Raiders used to play in as well. It was it looks like a big football stadium, but they're playing baseball in there now.
Oh,
I honestly believe the A's will move to Las Vegas. It's
probably, you know what? It's probably cheaper to build out there at the moment. Yeah, well, maybe not. I don't know. But there's a lot of space. There's a lot of open land out there.
I think they said they bought some land by on the strip to build the new stadium or something.
Wow.
Or something like that. But
California.
A move for the athletics is going to happen. They're going to move to Las Vegas, I think.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right. Well, what about the... What do you have on here? Viva Champion League? What's that?
UEFA. UEFA.
Oh, all right. Looks like a V. What is that for?
The UEFA Champions League final. This was a tournament that happens every year with different clubs from around Europe to find out who's the best soccer club in Europe.
Yeah.
And my Manchester City beat Inter Milan in the final 1-0. And apparently, after...
I was going to say, so it's soccer. Okay.
Yeah.
It's football.
After this, after Manchester City won the soccer game, they ended up winning three of the championships in like 1 year. They won the Premier League, they won the FA Cup, which I haven't heard much about, and then the UEFA Champions League all in 1 year.
Wow.
And they're calling it like the treble or something like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, now, is that the same one that is traveling and coming out to the States or no?
Yeah, Manchester City will be, I think they'll be coming out to the States, yeah, from the Premier League.
Okay.
Yeah, Inter Milan, they're probably in like some other soccer league in Europe, I think. I don't know which one.
Mm-hmm. And I just got something on the bat phone from BP. It says Nevada governor signs bill to fund Las Vegas Stadium for athletics. So Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo on Thursday signed a bill pledging $380 million in taxpayer money towards the $1.5 billion stadium for Oakland Athletics to move to Las Vegas, leaving only the approval of the Major League Baseball to finalize the first relocation of a franchise in nearly two decades. Thank you, BP. So there you go.
Yeah, and thinking about them moving to Las Vegas, I'm like trying to picture their new team name, like
thank you, Auntie. The
Las Vegas Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's gonna work, but if I were them, maybe if it doesn't work, maybe just change their name or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it like a team name has to roll off the tongue or something like that.
Las Vegas Athletics is pretty good. They'll come up with something.
Oh yeah, I mean it is, but. You have to, it has to stick.
Yeah. It has to be catchy.
Like, I was going to say, like, why not name the team the Las Vegas Aces? But no, that's their WNBA franchise.
Oh, dang. Somebody already thought that up, huh?
Yeah. That would have been a great name for a baseball team, but it's taken by the Las Vegas is a WNBA team.
All right. Yeah. Well, you talked about the Stanley Cup. Now, what about the USFL? You have that on here twice. So,
I watched two games. One was the Michigan Panthers and the Pittsburgh Maulers. This one was had a lot of defense in it. Pittsburgh won 19-7. Michigan, as a team, got six sacks on defense. Sacked the quarterback six times in a game.
Wow.
Yep, and then the next one was between... It was on the June 11th between the New Jersey Generals and the Philadelphia Stars. This one was really good. I mean, New Jersey was out by at least a touchdown or two going into the fourth quarter. And then the Stars were trying to, you know, claw back. Like they were slowly clawing back. And I was like, are they going to win this game? But their quarterback was pretty tough. Like he had to go into like the medical.
Hi, Sanctuary Divine. Welcome.
They were taping up his ankle
mm-hmm.
to help him get back out there. But the Philadelphia Stars came up short and the Generals won 37-33.
Oh, dang.
I know it was a high scoring game, but it was really good. They were playing these games at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. Canton.
Oh, fun. Neat. So they, we have a couple names in here, the Las Vegas Jokers and the Las Vegas Gamblers. You never know.
I feel like it has to do something with maybe if the team name was something that has to do with Nevada, maybe.
Well, of course it has to have something. Yeah. I don't know what their animal is. The lizard, a snake.
I mean, there's a team that's named after a species of snake.
The Rattlers? What?
No, that's the Diamondbacks.
Oh yeah. Okay.
The Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah.
The Vegas Knee Breakers.
That's probably not a good team name, but.
Nevada Area 51.
I know there was like a minor league baseball team called the Las Vegas 51s.
Oh, really?
It was like an homage to like
Area 51.
Yeah, Area 51. Yeah.
Do they have little aliens on their uniforms?
Yeah, or something like that back in the day that I remember. Like some. Oh my gosh. Honestly, I think the most outrageous team names are in minor league baseball. Like there's some of them are cool, but some of them are just like, why did they choose that name?
Like what?
Like there's like the Rocket City Trash Pandas. There's one.
Oh, now I only know of that one because of Mike Tampa Bay, who's not in here anymore, but he, for whatever reason, he likes cats, and he'll tell you. And he talks about trash pandas. He calls them raccoons. I think he calls trash pandas.
Yeah, that the trash panda is a raccoon, basically.
Oh, okay. See, I had no idea. The trash pandas. Oh, Bart loves the trash pandas. They're awesome. Now, where are the trash pandas from?
I believe Alabama.
I was going to say, I think they're in Alabama, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe so. And there's another team in Alabama called the Birmingham Barons. But Barons spelled B-A-R-O-N-S.
Like a baron, like a royal person.
I think.
Is somebody who's royal, I think.
Yeah, I'll have to do some homework this weekend and look up some of these like team names in like minor league baseball. Like some of the... Like I said, some of the names, in my opinion, are a little bit outrageous, but some of them are, I would say, pretty cool. It just depends on which team it is. I know there's one in Nashville, Tennessee called the Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S.
Okay, where is
Nashville Sounds, and I remember reading this from their Wikipedia page that their scoreboard is in a shape of a guitar.
Oh, well, I think that's pretty cool.
I think there's like a picture on that Wikipedia page of what their scoreboard looks like, and it's in the shape of a guitar, which I think is pretty cool.
I like that.
Nashville, Tennessee, where it's the country music capital of the world.
Yeah, now I can't find this one. I clicked on it. Of course, it was like a big corn. It was like a big corn, and now I can't find it. But how about the Fighting Artichokes? The Fighting Artichokes is the Scottsdale Community College Fighting Artichokes, the NJCAA.
Oh my goodness.
Let's see. What the heck? The Thailand Tobacco Monopoly FC? The Thailand Division what? League. It's a division league in Thailand. It's called the Thailand Tobacco Monopoly FC.
They named a soccer team after the board game.
Yeah. And then in Illinois, a high school in Illinois, they're the Freeburg Midgets.
Oh.
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't like politically corrected that name already. You know?
That name sounds a little sketchy.
The UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. I may not have caught John Travolta's Banana Slug t-shirt in Pulp Fiction. Oh, I guess John Travolta was wearing a Banana Slug t-shirt in Pulp Fiction. And it's the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. Let's see.
Now we still have
the Beat Diggers.
Colorado Springs Sky Sox out here in Colorado, but they're not part of the Rockies organization.
Oh, well, that name's not that funny. You have to check out the Savannah Bananas, the Savannah Bananas baseball team. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Montgomery Biscuits. Thank you, Tampa Bay Rays.
That one is funny.
Let's see, the Camamas Pacemakers. That's a high school in Washington. The Pacemakers.
That was not too bad.
Interesting. No, I mean, but would you want to have a name? Yeah, we're named the Pacemakers. Our mascot is a machine. I don't, it just seems kind of, let's see. Oh, shoot, I'm getting into my music time, Aaron. So I'm going to have to cut this loose. So okay, thank you.
This weekend and look up all those names in like minor league baseball and come up with a list or something.
Thank you, Aaron. The Savannah Banana Baseball Teams. All right, thank you. Bye, Ryan. Have a safe day. Thanks, Aaron. Oh, he already left. Damn. All right, we were talking all those names, and I totally forgot music as I hit myself. Let's bring this up. I have some summertime songs. The first one I have today, Summer of Love. And it's Portugal the Man featuring an unknown mortal orchestra, it says. Portugal the Man is an American rock band from Alaska. I had no idea. Currently based in Portland, Oregon, the group consists of I'm not going to say all those names. The Girly Brothers and Coors met and began playing music together in 2001 at Wasilla High School. Throughout the band's history, it has engaged in political activism and what is that word? You know, they like to help people in variety of forms. I don't know why I can't say that name right now. Could not find anything else about this song. Here's Portugal the Man, Summer of Love. And I know it'll come up. I had no idea they were from Alaska. Philosophy. If I had it all, still be laughing when it falls. I like these guys. You're too funny, Beefy. That is Portugal the Man featuring an unknown mortal orchestra, Summer of Love. I really am digging that. All right, we're going to move on to a little Milky Chance. The song is called Colorado. Colorado is a song by German folk rock band Milky Chance. The band's vocalist and guitarist Clemens Raban told American Songwriter, it's about consuming and compensating and being destructive or being weak for a moment. We all need it sometimes, but we also know it probably doesn't bring us anywhere in the long run. That is what the song is about. Don't forget it. With a little wink at the end. Wink, wink. All right, did that make any sense? It's very honest, but also not taking itself too seriously at the time. We feel like it's a very realistic and maybe healthy way of looking at life, where we're all going. Did that make any sense? I don't know. Here, we'll listen to Milky Chance with Colorado. You know, that place, Colorado. Me and Bart know that place. I get out of Colorado. We had it all, but what do I know? I try to push away the sorrow, but today, too late.
about your tomorrow. I think that you look kind of mean. You just replaced me in the scene.
Clear as mud. Absolutely right, BP.
Like a never ending dream. Never been on the TV. Sketch me a PCV.
Out of my mind.
Out of your mind. Never been so uneasy. Genesis got me freaky. Out of my mind. So I get out in Colorado.
I get high like Colorado. That made sense. Hi, Rejoice Tornum. Welcome. Now, is it high like Mile High or high like Sativa Indica High?
Sketch me a PCV. Out of your mind, out of your mind. Never been so uneasy. Jealousy got me freaky. Out of my mind. So I get high like Colorado.
So I get high like Colorado. Milky Chance off the album Trip Tape 2021. Alright. Getting high in Colorado. Mm-hmm. We're going to move on to number three, Hell and Back. It says it's explicit, people. So beware. I'm warning you. Backar. In this jam, Backar takes us on a trip down memory lane, reminiscing about all the good times he had with his lover, especially when they first met. But let's be real. Backar had to grind and hustle his way through some tough times before finding his soulmate. He was struggling, turning to substance to cope, and felt a hella lonely, not lonely, a hella lonely. With this girl by his side, he finally was able to find happiness and feel complete. Dude had to go through hell and back, and now he's found peace. Okay, that's great that he's found happiness, but people, you need not fight it through those happy times alone. You need to learn to love yourself. That's what I said first. So here's Backar with Helen Back.
Me and you went to hell and back to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I missed a lot of love with a lot of drugs, then I found you. She liked petty crimes, she had green eyes like Mountain Dew. And where she go, I'll never know, a friend bounced to you. I guess it's their loss, but they'll never know what we'll amount to. Would you be my light, be my yellow? PYD walking down for a better, put a smile on his face. At the end of the day, envy and may help us fly away. Who'd have known you would save my life? Who'd have known you would fly my kite? Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. Yeah.
Thank you, Yancy. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Bart.
I remember we were saying the park.
late night, made love on the grass, put my head in the clouds, counting all my stars.
Hey, Gato!
The world was ours. Went to hell and back, but to heal my wounds, cause it gets like that. Wrong side of the moon, no tomb car moon, no my Cleopatra. No side thing, don't need a backup. Need a real one, don't need an actor. A last one today, think you want a BAFTA. Come and be my girl. Could you tell where my head?
Well, I didn't think that was too explicit. That's all about my Backar album, Will You Be My Yellow, 2019. In fact, I didn't think any of it was explicit. All right. And this next one says it's explicit too. So, New Gold by Gorillaz. The song New Gold symbolizes the superficial things that are taking over our lives as the world goes to pot. Technology advances and brought us so much choice, but embellishes us with the likes of plastic surgery, easy travel, and abuses that leave us feeling empty. Gorillaz and guest Kevin Parker and Booty Brown are particularly scathing about the world of social media, where we find value influencers, viral posts on Instagram, and trending treats. Ultimately, they're all meaningless and end up being fool's gold. Here is Gorillaz featuring Tame Impala, Booty Brown with New Gold.
But in the magical, there's a pretty one I saw where it goes. Cause every day when I wonder if she knows, the way underwater, that's the way it goes in the city.
I'm one of a few, a whole lot of everything but nothing to do. To the inner Tesla, partner, express the heat, they Francesca, they on the Zannies. Liposuction, skin progression.
Thank you, Bart. Welcome, YJRHKTK.
Miami at the end of the year. Palooza Bills got kind of things there. I heard the bad news when I was shedding a beer. Watch out from the coast, Paul Revere. We all play a part in the devil's chair. Run to the hills, cause the end is near.
Yo, a desolate city where it hurts to smile. Ran into the reverence, it's been a while. I'm raining in a rando, she's a social scandal. Give herself a handle when it's too much to bear. ABC boys rated the mayor like Sean, he's a writer, took on a dare. Now he's singing like a birdie, pulling on his hair. Trending on Twitter's what some of us live for. Francis, sipping out, fucking revolving door. All of this a joke? Paul is short, bullshit, he's coming, baby, I'm a matador. What are we living for? Are we all losing our minds? Because life not gets away. They will be here just in time. Your place, it is here to stay.
All right, that's a little bit of New Gold by Gorillaz featuring Tame Impala and Booty Brown off the album Cracker Island. Cracker Island 2022. We're going to move on to a little Bourne, just because I love this song. Electric Love. It's the debut single by Bourne. American singer, it says. The video features Bourne singing the song and playing the guitar, as well as numerous female dancers in colorful animation. Yeah, it's about all I have. Let's play it. Electric Love. Another explicit warning. I am followed by the guys today. Thank you, guys, gentlemen, for being in here with me today. My honey Stevenson, welcome. Steven, excuse me.
Melody, she's sweet like candy in my veins.
Yes, that's me. Sweet like candy in your veins.
And every night my mind is running around her. The
Thank you, Yancy. The candy in the veins. Oh no.
Mind is running around her.
That is Born Electric Love off the album Dopamine. All right, Born, we're going to turn you off and go on to a little Dury. Who's Laughing Now? It's the name of the song. In the Wayne's World Worthy video, Austin and Taryn Dury, who famously started their band in 2020, after moving back in with their mom and dad in Burnsville during the quarantine, are seen getting their act together from a hapless garage band to a fully functioning Fast Furious four-piece band. The sibling duo has dropped and remade versions of the slacker anthem, Who's Laughing Now, along with a very laughable new music video. The song's re-release was accompanied with the news that the band's first full-length album, Suburban Legend. Here is Dury with Who's Laughing Now. Thank you, Bart. Moving in with your mom and dad during quarantine. I have never heard this song before. All right, that's a little Dury. Who's Laughing Now? Let's see. Doesn't have a name of the Suburban Legend. Suburban Legend, I guess. 20. I don't know if it's out. It has to be out now if you're interested. Dury. D-U-R-Y. Who's Laughing Now? All right. I love this next band, The Revivalists. The new song is Kid. The strongest bonds never break, bend, or burst. Such as bonds form the bedrock of anything worth fighting for, whether it be your family, a friendship, or a band. The Revivalists retained their union 15 years into their impressive career as they prepare to unleash their strongest material yet. Standing together, this 8-piece rock and roll collective have made the journey from hole-in-the-wall marathon gigs to sold-out shows at the hallowed venues like LA Radio Music City Music Hall, LA, that has to be wrong, Radio City Music Hall and Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is awesome if you ever get a chance to go to. Music, art, and creativity are our rallying point, Andrew, the band member, observes. That's what our band's name and songs try to speak. Being in communion with other people is what it's all about. We can share this experience with others through music is something that we are so grateful for. I love these guys. The Revivalists with their latest hit, Kid. I hope that you're okay, Ania, that we have music going for about another 20 minutes or so. So healing thoughts to you. Hi, Saba. Thank you, Yancy. And you know what? Annie, I hope I'm saying that right. I've had a lot of medical things wrong with me. And when they first happened, that's all I worried about was the bills. And you know what? You can only do what you can do. So don't worry about it. Worrying is only going to make you worse. So just try to think about getting well. You can only do what you can do. That is Kid, the Revivalists, off their new album. Oh, that's not supposed to happen. I'm supposed to stop. All right, Kid, the Revivalists. We're going to move on. Best Friend by Sophie Tucker. This song finds Sophie Tucker duo with Sophie Holloway Weld and Tucker Halpern. Okay, celebrating friendships. They explain, it's about the kind of friendship where you can talk forever without anything in particular to talk about. Old friends, new friends, all friends. In the spirit of friendship, we just want to have some of our friends hop on a verse. We've been lucky enough to travel the world the past year, and the best part of the journey is the friendships we have made and the friendships we have been lucky enough to revisit along the way. So Sophie and Tuck have also become each other's best friends over the past few years, and we're so grateful for each other. So here is Sophie Tucker featuring Nervo Knox and Alisa Uno with Best Friend.
I think that I'll keep loving you way past 65. We made
it's explicit, so
every time you call me,
thank you, Bart.
I drop what I do. You are my best friend, and we've got some shit to shoot.
Why don't you be at the bar? Do you wanna meet me in the lounge? Do you wanna meet me in the club? Do you wanna meet me downtown? Do you wanna meet me in the east? Do you wanna meet me in the west? Do you wanna meet me on the block? Do you wanna meet me at the spot?
Okay. Secret, I'll keep loving you. Way past 65. We made a language for us two. We don't need to describe. Every time you call on me, I drop what I do. You are my best friend, and we've got some shit to shoot. That's what it is.
Yeah, they really aren't talking about a whole lot of anything. But I do like the beat. That is Sophie Tucker featuring Nervo, the Knox, Alisa, you know, with Best Friend. We're going to move on to Group Love with the song Tongue Tied. Group Love is an American indie rock band who specializes in catchy summery songs. They first got together when New York City keyboardist Hannah Hooper and singer Christian Zunuki attended an art residence in the island of Crete. The pair formed a friendship with London-born guitarist Sean Gadd, Los Angeles musician Andrew Wesson, and childhood drummer Ryan Rabin, who was the son of former Yes guitarist Trevor Rabin. The quartet decided before returning home they would reunite and flesh out of the plans they had drawn. Back in the United States, they recorded some of the material they had written together in Crete and released it in 2010 as their debut infamous EP. The debut album, Never Trust a Happy Song, was released through Canvasback Atlantic Records on September 13th, 2011. The piece of electronic fun became their first Hot 100 entry after it was used on the soundtrack for the Apple iPod Touch commercial, Share the Fun. Here is Group Love with Tongue Tied. Thank you, Yancey. Thank you, Bart. You're a good guy.
Take me to your best friend's house. Go around this roundabout. Oh, yeah. Take me to your best friend's house. Love you, babe. I love you now. Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit of Tongue Tied by Group Love off the album Never Trust a Happy Song, 2011. That's a happy song. Make you smile. No waving goodbye yet. Not yet. We're going to move on to the next song, though. Here It Goes Again by OK Go. This song is about the morning after a one-night stand and realizing you're falling in love with that person. The band compared it to falling out of a window, thinking, this isn't good, but it could be fun. All right. The song's popularity skyrocketed with the music video. The video was one of the most watched on YouTube and featured a synchronized dance by the band on, it's the treadmill song. Yes. The famous treadmill dance was choreographed by OK Go's frontman, Damon Kuschlash's sister. Out of 21 attempts, the band was only able to complete the completed routine 3 times. The video won a Grammy Award for Best Short Form Music Video in 2007. So here they are. OK Go. Here It Goes Again. Where did it go? Hi, Chillin. Good to see you. It's hard enough to walk on the treadmill the right way. I think this video had a lot of people wanting to do this at the gym, but it's too hard. Here It Goes Again by OK Go off the album. Oh no! 2006. Oh no! We're going to shut them off. Oh my gosh. Bam, you were just at the store for an hour. I don't even look forward to it. I have to go today too, and I'm not looking forward to it. I got to go to Costco and the store. Ugh! God. Sometimes I think they should have, like, give you a drink before you go in, and then I think maybe that's not a good idea. People could get just too crazy. All right, the next song is Electric Feel by MGMT. The song is often misinterpreted to be about sex, but it's really about drugs. All right. When MGMT performed it at the David Letterman show, lead singer Andrew Van Wengarden said, "The song is not about eels, it's about drugs." I've never heard of it called Eels before, but this was one of the first songs MGMT wrote. It was concocted by the duo in their dorm room at the Wesleyan University in Midtown, Connecticut, where they were music students. They had no dream of grandeur, but the song they worked on in the college got them a deal with Columbia Records. And they became a surprising hit, selling over 500,000 copies in America and leading to many festival appearances. So here they are with their song about drugs, MGMT, Electric Feel. Not about eels. Yeah. talking about a naked girl showing him how to swim. Thank you, Chillin. I guess the girl in this song is drugs. I don't know. So that is MGMT with Electric Feel off the album Ocular Spectacular 2007. We're going to move on. All right, this next one is Dumb Dumb. It's by Maisie. And there's only a little bit about this song. She's an American singer, songwriter, and dancer who makes music videos. All right. She's best known for this song in 2021. She released her song on July 2021, and the song appeared in the movie Do Revenge in 2022. That's about all that's out there. So here it is, Dumb Dumb. Dumb Dumb. Not you guys. No one in this room is dumb. Everyone is dumb, 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 dumb. That's Maisie with Dumb Dumb. We're going to play something else besides Dumb Dumb. How about, let's see, the next one. Well, you guys know this song. I'm going to move down since the time. How Bizarre. I haven't heard this in a long time. OMC. Lead singer Polly Fermana was a gang member in Auckland, New Zealand before achieving pop immortality with this song. He received his musical training in the New Zealand juvenile prison. Polly Fuman died after suffering from an illness for several months in January 31st, 2010, at the age of 40. Gosh, that's so young. OMC stands for Outdoor Millionaires Club, after the neighborhood in Auckland where Fuman grew up. It's a somewhat fanciful name, as the Auckland suburb of Ontario is a ghetto slum. It says this reached number one in 8 different countries, the first of which was New Zealand in 1996. Other is included Australia, Canada, and of course the US, where it hit the top 40 charts. So here is OMC with How Bizarre. And if this is him on the album, yeah, he looks like he was a gangster.
Brother fellas in the back, sweet singers in the front.
Oh.
Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. A freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
It's making me crazy.
It's Jake. I know. It seems like it was yesterday.
People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. Marines, police, reporters, that's where I'm for a hide.
Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone.
Jumping to the Chevy, headed for the lights.
Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy. Every time I look around.
That is How Bizarre by OMC off the album How Bizarre, 1996. Crazy. Time flies, man. Time flies. All right, this next one I'm just going to play because I love it. I love this song. It makes me want to dance. And I'm always doing that hand claps in the car and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. It's true. Levitating, Dua Lipa. It says, over the bass line and hand claps, Dua Lipa sings of riding into outer space with her lover. If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. That's what she says. Dua Lipa's songs are often upbeat and musical, but with a downbeat lyrics about romantic difficulties. Here she is, Dua Lipa, levitating. Oh, with D-Baby.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you are. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're ready again. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating you.
I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debating on me. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the base. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement.
Thank you, Yancey.
Right foot levitating, pop stars, Dua Lipa with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it, get out and get your bread up. They always leaving you, pop, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you.
You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar, woo, I'm levitating. Thumb you in, I'm running in. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, my life.
That is Levitating by Dua Lipa featuring Da Baby. Off of the album Future Nostalgia 2020. I love that song. It just gets me shaking my hips in my yoga pants. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. All right, guys, that was it for today. You know, if you guys have any lists you guys want me to cover, I'd be more than happy to look them up and do them for you. So let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. Leave me a message, and I can put together a playlist just for you. But I appreciate you guys and all you dads. Let's see. Tulin, I don't know if you're a dad. If you are, happy Father's Day. Bam Bam, I love you. Happy Father's Day. I'll talk to you. You know, Bart, Yancey, all you guys. BP, my daddy. You guys have a wonderful Father's Day. Be safe. Be blessed. And I'm going to leave you like I always leave you. See the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, which I hope it does. I hope my smile helps you guys smile. But don't let the world change your smile. I love you, and let you know that you're appreciated and loved. Have a great day. Have a great Father's Day. Hey, Yancey, have fun camping. I'm kind of jealous. I haven't gone camping. Shut up, Bart. It's your first Father's Day? Oh, happy first Father's Day, Bart, in your dad pants. Oh, big hugs. It's so exciting, first Father's Day. Yay! Have fun, Yancey. I hope everybody, I know you guys will take pictures and stuff so I get to see the camping experience. It'll be so much fun. Have a great day. Be safe out there. Love you. Bye.